Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
We continue to follow some breaking news out of Bay Point right now. Thousands of people have been forced out of homes after a vault fire threatened a pipeline for the Chevron refinery. This is in the area of Poinsettia and Sassoon Avenues. Contra Costa County Fire says that this all began just before 9 o'clock last night after a grass fire broke out. The 12-inch high-pressure natural gas line runs through the East Bay. Right now, officials are waiting on Chevron to purge that pipeline of natural gas so they can see the vault fire for themselves. Right now, crews are relying on drone video to see the current status of the fire. Here's some of the video that they've seen so far. This is from the Pittsburgh Police Department. They say what they see is promising.
We got a little good news from the video that we captured here an hour or so ago. The temperatures are down in that vault. We don't know if that means the fire is out. We could not tell from the video, but it certainly means that we're moving in the right direction.
Meantime, evacuation centers have been set up for those who need a place to stay this morning. They're at the Calvary Temple Church on Evora Road in Concord and the Los Medanos College Gymnasium on East Leland Road in Pittsburgh.
More breaking news, this time out of Gilroy, where a magnitude 2.6 earthquake has struck the area. That was around 10:15 this morning. Some people in the area did report minor shaking.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just met with President Trump about the U.S. mission to find out what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This has the Washington Post published Khashoggi's final column this morning. Turkish officials and authorities claim to have recordings proving that Khashoggi was killed by a team of assassins after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Pompeo says that Saudi leaders assured him that they will conduct a thorough investigation on Khashoggi's disappearance.
This report itself will be transparent for everyone to see, to ask questions about, and to inquire with respect to its thoroughness. And I told President Trump this morning that we ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance. Sources have told CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit that he was killed in an interrogation that went wrong.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced he is canceling his upcoming trip to an investor summit in Saudi Arabia. Mnuchin said he met with both the president and Secretary Pompeo, all deciding he should no longer attend.
Facebook ramping up efforts to prevent election interference. The social media giant has built a so-called war room to help combat misinformation campaigns. If it's 20 people and their computers, they'll be working around the clock with the help of 20,000 other employees around the world.
They are actually monitoring our systems in real time for any sort of new threats that we may see, investigate them, and then make decisions about how to take action against violating content that we see on our platform to prevent it from going viral.
The midterm elections are just 3 weeks away on November 6th.
Car crashes went up by 6% in states with legalized recreational marijuana. That's according to new studies by nonprofit traffic research organizations. They looked at police reports and insurance claims in states like Nevada, Oregon, Colorado, and Washington, and then compare them to neighboring states that have not legalized pot for recreational use. They did not include states where marijuana is allowed for medical use in the study.
A sliver of hope for Bay Area renters. Real estate company Zillow says that median rents went down in August and September compared to last year. That's the first time in the last 7 years that has gone down. San Jose saw a 0.9% drop, a $30 savings for tenants on average. And in San Francisco, it was a 0.6% drop. That's about $20 a month. Silicon Valley analysts say that this downward trend is due to people getting fed up with the expensive housing market. And so they're moving on to cheaper cities like Portland and Austin, Texas.
I feel like if prices are dropping in the Bay Area, we're going to see a blizzard here or something. Like it never happens. But, you know, being outside, no blizzard.
Yeah, we are looking at a beautiful afternoon. So enjoy. You can see a live look with our Dublin cam. Doesn't that look pretty with clear skies out there? Let's show you what you can expect. The satellite and radar view. So that ridge of high pressure still in place. It really hasn't moved all too much. And that low still to our south. south. And because of that, we're still looking at that weather pattern that's going to stick around for us. So if you like this weather, you've got it over the next few days here. So seasonal daytime highs, we're looking at some areas of morning clouds and fog, and then that sunshine over the next few days here. So 70 degrees in San Francisco, and that's exactly where we should be for this time of year. We're looking at upper 70s in Redwood City, mid 70s in Fremont, upper 70s in Vallejo, as well as for San Rafael, and low 80s from Fairfield, Concord, and Livermore. Here's your five-day forecast. A little bit warmer Friday and Saturday. We're looking at plenty of sunshine still through the weekend, and then cooler by next week. Michelle?
Mary, thank you. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $430 million after there were no winners in last night's drawing. Here are those numbers, but this isn't the only monster jackpot up for grabs this week. The Mega Millions jackpot has now soared to $970 million. The jackpot has rolled over 25 times, making it the largest jackpot in the game's history.
Fall is in full swing, and pumpkin spice is on the menu again at Buffalo Wild Wings, of all places. For a limited time, the sports bar chain has added barbecue pumpkin ale sauce to its wings menu. Fans divided over the pumpkin spice wings, while some took to Twitter saying that they were excited to try it. Others tweeting that the pumpkin spice obsession has gone out of control. Yeah, we've seen it all over the place.
All over. I think
Starbucks,
it has gone out of control. But I would try that.
Yeah.
Because pumpkin spice is good,
yeah,
and wings are good.
Sure. Try anything once, at least.
Now I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And I just ate. We'll be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can always watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google. Let us know what you think.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.